Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Troy, New York, you're on the Washington Journal. Go ahead.
I would just like to thank you for taking my call, number one. And number two, you should go fuck yourself.
On the USA Today, Anne Arundel County, Maryland, Republican, you're on the air.
Right. Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, good. I just want to talk about the illegal immigrants.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm the one of the managers up at the McDonald's up in Anne Arundel. And even though, I mean, they are illegal and all, I mean, they just do really good work because they're determined to try to get their lives together in America.
So as a McDonald's manager, you hire illegal immigrants?
I mean, like, accidentally.
And how do you do it accidentally? Elk Grove, California. I think our leg was being pulled there. Go ahead, Elk Grove.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to make a comment, you know, about this is the first time in any election that, you know, I voted Democrat. And that's because, you know, all of the one-way street that the Republican Party seemed to be going, it sounded an awful lot like Howard Stern's butthole.
All right, we're going to clear the lines and we'll continue.
From Rhode Island, and the town is Quahog. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, I actually disagree with a couple of the people who just called in. I was actually in Iraq no more than maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Everyone there wants to leave. We don't want to be there anymore. We don't want to keep fighting. We just want to go home. We've been there for too long. We keep getting held over and held over. We haven't seen our family in years. I mean, I can't remember the last time I barrel rolled my wife.
Next telephone call, Fayetteville, Tennessee. Go ahead.
On at least for second, if not, of course, for first. Let's go to Clarence, Democratic line in Jacksonville, Florida, and hear what he has to say. Hi, Clarence.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Very exciting day here in America, the New Hampshire primary. I think it's very interesting to see how different this race is from previous races when you look at the amount of personality that you see in the Republican field. Herman Cain with his 999 plan, Rick Perry with his oops, Michelle Bachmann with her very hairy vagina.
Oh, excuse me, that is totally inappropriate, and we're talking about the candidates and what's going on in New Hampshire. Let's hear from Robin, who's a Republican in West Point, Nebraska. Good morning.
Okay, Mary, you're up. Hi.
This is Mary. I have a big cock I like to play with.
Oh. I don't know how Mary got through our Tanya, our screeners. Yes, Tanya.
All right. Spokane, Washington, Republican, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for C-SPAN. I think he makes a good point. Are we going to start prosecuting every limo driver around? I mean, I think America and its overzealousness to get revenge for a 9/11 is starting to go after everyone we can. The Spokesman Review out here in Washington, they printed a great article. It was written by Gladwin D'Souza, and he put it quite eloquently when he said...
Next call, Newark, Ohio. Another Republican call from Dusty, Washington. Hi.
Hi, I'm on air?
You are on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone. I must be from the Stone Age here.
Let's go next to Lakeland, Florida, on our line for
your call. Richland, Washington, on our line for Republicans. Good morning and welcome.
Hi. I'd kind of like to touch on a few points that your first caller made.
Primarily, I have a really big penis. I can suck my...
Next up is San Diego, California, on our line for independence. Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Circumstances as they change.
Quite Michigan. Jim, on our Republican line, please go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, you know, thank you, C-SPAN. And Peter, you mentioned something about sharing the burden. And I just want to say, you know, I go home every night, turn on the news, see these congressmen and women getting out of their limousines with their law degrees. But, you know, for me, you know, on Main Street, I'm still getting a $9 haircut, and, you know, I drive a pretty nice van, and for that, I'm fortunate. But what I hate is that I'm becoming the one with the draconian policies. I'm becoming the vilified. I manage a Quiznos, and these punk kids come in, and, you know, they expect a free bag of chips, as our deal used to be. But, you know, times have changed, and I got to say, you want those Doritos? Well, cool fucking ranch, kid.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Republican in Tacoma, Washington.
Hello. Thank you. Now listen, I just want to step outside the courtroom for a second and discuss the current technological landscape in a slightly different light. These detriments and what the government's doing with the technological landscape is certainly bad, but I want to argue here that the benefits outweigh the costs in this current landscape. First of all, there's just the convenience factor alone. I mean, you want an up-to-date market report, keep tabs on stocks during the day? Sign up for PayPal. You want the Guinness Book of World Records for biggest beach party? Ask Jeeves. And that's just convenience alone. I think this is also a time when there's a private solution to a lot of the privacy concerns that you bring up, Aaron. I think this is a really disruptive new bunch we have out in Silicon Valley. I mean, did you know that Facebook was developed in a dorm room by two naked chicks?
All right. Clarence, an independent in Washington.
Washington, D.C. area. You can read more in the New York Times as well and a front page story in the Washington Post. Rob is joining us from Brooklyn, New York, Republican line. Good morning. Second Amendment versus local laws. What's your take?
You know, I'm from Brooklyn. I read the New York Times. And to tell you the truth, Ani, you look pretty nervous. And I just want to know at this point, what's your stance on the movie Cool?
Jacob is joining us up early in Alaska.
Let's go to another New Hampshire call. Dan joins us, Republicans line. Good morning, Dan. Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling from Portsmouth.
Great,
and
welcome.
Good morning. I used to be an assistant to the Portsmouth City Manager, and part of my job would be to help prepare for the primary, so I know a little bit of what Chairman McDonald's going through, a very little bit. I know you have a big job today, sir. And my question is regards to how turnout will affect the eventual result, and that is for Mr. Chairman. Do you believe that Mitt Romney has a big penis?
Oh. I apologize, Chairman McDonald, for that comment. We're trying to keep the conversation productive here this morning.
I wanted to make sure I heard him right.
Call is Bedford, New Hampshire. Jim, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was at an event in the John Huntsman campaign yesterday, and I was a little bit confused why somebody like Huntsman hasn't been getting nearly as much attention as some of the upper-tier candidates. And at one point during the event, he pulled out his pants and exposed his penis.
Chantilly, Virginia.
In Washington, you're next. Good morning.
Hello, my mayor.
Yes. Good morning, caller.
Can't help but see that I thought I saw this coming. Judging from Putin's reaction, he recently stashed missiles in Cuba. My grandfather, I remember him watching this. He is a Ukrainian, and he made a comment to me, which was...
Okay, we're going to go on to Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Good morning to you, please. Call us from Moscow, Idaho. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for C-SPAN. Normally, I'm quite skeptical of the mainstream media, but there is substantial evidence at the current time that the mainstream media, that is Fox News and CNN, are suppressing the actual casualty rates during this battle, war, whatever you want to call it. I was watching this last night, and while CNN and Fox both had placed the casualties around the low hundreds, the independent media journalists who were actually on the ground in this battlefield had to...
Okay, we're going to go on. We've had a couple of...
safer, and both to humans, the environment, and to the economy.
We have about 15 minutes left with our guests. Let's get back to those calls. Baltimore, thank you for waiting. Tom, Republican.
I'm pronounced Thom.
Thom?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Just, you know, watching the program today, getting riled up, I sort of had a eureka moment. This entire country is uncircumcised.
Let's go right on to Weirton, West Virginia. Marianne,
first caller this morning for Judd Gregg. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Governor Gregg. First, I'd like to say that you were my governor, and
congressman and senator for some time, and we were pulling for you to run for president yourself. But your support of Mitt Romney means
nice
I'm supporting
you.
Mitt
Thank
Romney
you.
As well. And, of course, the Mitt Romney has very high expectations for the campaign and for his victory in the New Hampshire primary. I was wondering, what size lead do you think he needs to avoid a disappointment? And also, how big is Mitt Romney's penis?
Charlotte, North apologies, Governor. Charlotte, North Carolina, Marcus. More calls, Normal, Michigan. Reagan on our Democrats line. Go ahead.
Hi, Pedro. Thanks. And just on a side note, an old college buddy of yours says hello, my coworker. But anyway, on to the topic. Just tell you the truth, I don't think we've been bipartisan enough today. I think the main issue is that people are wasting water. I mean, they're not, there's fluoride in it. People are wasting it. You know, I came across an article on the cover of Tiger Beat the other week. Obama sings, you know, 12 songs in the shower. And
Topeka, Kansas.
Hello. Yeah, before I have my comment, I've been enjoying the discussion very much. I've been listening to C-SPAN for several years, and probably the last few days have had the highest amount of obscene callers. So I'd like to ask a procedural question. What is C-SPAN doing to crack down on these calls?
Well, whenever we hear something, first of all, we try to admonish. We try to cut them off as best we can. We're not on any kind of delay or anything, so we just have to do the best we can and hope that we're getting the best from our callers. It's pretty much what I can say.
Yeah, it's just a shame that the level of discussion has gone down. But about the Romney situation, I actually think the attacks are the best thing that could happen for Romney. The best type of attacks that could happen whatsoever for Romney, because they highlight his business experience. You go to the exit polls in New Hampshire, you see what they're voting for him for. They're voting for him because they care about the economy, because they care about winning the election, and they're voting for him because of his huge penis.
All right, let's call her messing with us this morning. We hope to get the best of our callers. He set himself up nicely there, but let's move on. We don't need that kind of stuff on the program.
Next up is Rantoul, Illinois. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? First, I would just like to say that, you know, thank you to the bat right there for just, with all the persecution and all the stuff that's been going on, and you guys have not been getting a lot of fan service as far as things go, and I just really want to thank you for sticking through it and keep doing your job and, you know, keep doing what you do, despite, you know, a lot of people really not liking it. And as far as that goes, I would really just like to give you a nice big fuck.
McLean, Virginia.
RoyWoodJr.com. Hey, whoever started this internet rumor that my prank calls are fake or fabricated or staged, your mama drink port-flavored daiquiris, and she go to the bar and order shots of catfish grease.
Come on, man. They know the prank's real.
No, I don't want anybody questioning my integrity. Your mama drink bacon-flavored milkshakes, too. I gotta keep talking shit at the beginning of a prank call like it's a mixtape. It's not a mixtape, man.
Hello?
Yeah, I need to speak with Chanel, please.
Speaking.
Bo Rob Livingfield calling from the Atlanta office of the U.S. Government Child Support and Support Agency office.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm calling on the behalf of Antoine G. Now, as you know, Antoine has been currently paying child support on the son that y'all have, the Dozer.
His name is Dejure.
Dejure, okay. Dejure, I got it. Did I say it?
That's how white people in France, Dejure.
Dejure, I don't
name.
Know.
Yes.
I don't know no right people in France. I don't even use French dressing, baby. I don't know nothing about that.
I don't care
people.
What kind of dressing you use, to be honest.
Now, Antoine came by our office and everything, and he's going to be planning to contest paternity of Dejure. He's saying that the baby ain't his, and what we're going to need you to do is go ahead and go ahead and afford us back the last child support payment, because that paperwork got filed a little bit late.
Baby, you tell me if to Antoine so he can kiss my ass for what it's worth. I'm not sending it back shit. If anything, he needs to send me some more.
Now, first off, sweetheart, I appreciate if you give me the respect that a white man's due from a black woman, and I ain't got nothing to do.
That a white man is due from a black woman? Well, you got the right one, honey.
How old is the boy?
How old is my son? He's 7.
Oh, the boy is 7.
The boy, his name is Dejure. You know his name.
Dazzer? Yes, ma'am. Well,
No, Dejure. Don't get it twisted, sweetheart. Dejure is 7.
Dejure. I can't. Can I just say the boy? Because I can't.
No, you can't say the boy.
We're going to have to put some sort of lien on your loan and garnish your paycheck. You won't be able to buy no groceries. That's for damn sure.
Baby, you're not going to be able to garnish your mind because, like I said, Dejure is his son.
On the complaint form he's got here that he filled out with our office over here in Georgia, on the complaint form, he said the boy doesn't have his teeth. So it's obvious.
He didn't have people who was born in. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Well, man, I can only go. He brought us a picture of his teeth, and brought us a picture of Dazzer's teeth.
His name is Dejure. How much has his teeth got to do with anything?
Well, ma'am, to be honest, I'm really not that fond of talking to your ass this today because you're less than hospitable to me, and I've been nothing but kind and politeness
to you. You haven't been nothing. You haven't been shit. You've been cussing and saying this, that, and the other.
Now, you know what the baby ain't Antoine's. You owe us 7 years in back child support for tricking the man.
First of all, the child is his.
Well, then why don't you bring the boy on over so we can get the blood test done?
Look, honey, the boy's not coming no damn well, okay?
Well, can you send us some of his blood? Can you put some of his blood in like
a... Are you with it? Something is really wrong with you.
Could you send us some of his blood in a Gatorade bottle? And we
I'm not
just
sending
get
my child blood. No, it's so crazy.
What I'm going to have to go ahead and do now, I didn't want to do this. I'm going to have to send the DHR people out there to check the stability of your home. Because now I question whether or not the boy is even being raised right with somebody like you in his care.
Okay, Mr. White Man.
Chuck Walker.
You are calling.
Ma'am, you offended me.
Look, I don't care what your name is, honey. Like I said, Mr. White Man, you're calling my house. Like I said, if anything, he needs to send me some more money. I ain't sending him nothing.
Ain't nobody sending you shit more money. You ain't doing nothing with that but taking it to the club or something, probably getting drunk.
First of all, you don't know anything about me. I don't go clubbing.
We be clubbing. Yay, yay.
It ain't no we be clubbing nothing. I don't club.
We be clubbing. Ain't that how the song go?
I don't know anything about the song.
Yay, yay.
Nah, I don't listen to songs from the West Coast.
I'm going to contact one of our field agents, and when you catch up with one of our field agents, you can just go and meet up with one of our field agents at the 95.7 Jams radio station.
You got me.
Danielle put us up to print phone calls.
I'm going to kick her ass, too, because she knows I pay about my money.
His name is not Dagile. His name is Dave. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Boywoodjr.com.
Redwoodjr.com.
Suckers.
Yo, mama like it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach LC Davis.
This is him.
Hey, let me, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Patterson, Mr. and Mrs. Patterson. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard that's, I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. Davis, I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back, because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's fought well, and I can't see me cutting it. So,
well, I'm not saying
you can't hire nobody to maintain your yard, but I mean, you is your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on them. But I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just It don't seem no more than like maybe four or five limbs that's hanging over there. But them four or five limbs, I mean, they there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But
so
it's
if you
shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can hire someone to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree for no shit like that.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be you know the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's them yard. And you know like I say they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So you know I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard.
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. I know your mother don't cut your yard.
No, it's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the yard. The lawnmower, they sooner or later, we're going to be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's some
hey, man,
shit.
Why am I asking, why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans are falling off my mama yard.
Man, I'm not cutting a motherfucking thing in my yard. You want it cut? You're
going to make me
no,
come over here and cut the whole,
no,
I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to fuck with my goddamn tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree gonna stay in that motherfucking yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now I ain't finna have.
You know what? Guess what? Fuck you. You bad enough if you come cut it.
Today, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you're going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm finna cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's why I carry a 357 foot. All you bad motherfuckers think you're going to run something here. That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to fuck with my goddamn tree. Come on. Uncle, come on. Come on, motherfucker. You just come on. I'm waiting on your motherfucking ass. I'm here right now. I'm out here in my yard right fucking now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right fucking now, nigga.
Okay, then I'll bring
my ass on.
I will bring my ass right on back.
You know what? How the fuck you get my motherfucking number anyway?
I got your number. I done found your name is listed. Your name is listed in the phone book. L.C. Davis. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You gonna cut this damn tree down?
I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about your mama. Bring your bitch ass here. I'm waiting on a motherfucker anyway. I ain't used my motherfucking 357 in a long time. Any goddamn way. I've been waiting on a motherfucker like you. Come on, bring your bitch ass on. I'm waiting.
You done lost your damn mind. Why you can't just put the gun down and throw these hands like a real man? Why you can't do that?
Motherfucker, niggas don't do that shit. That's the 70s. This the motherfucking 2008. Who we shoot? And I'm ready to shoot.
See, that's
bring
what's wrong right there. Why you can't put the gun down and throw these hands like a real man? Why you can't do that?
You stupid motherfucker, I'm not young no more. I don't fight. Shit, y'all don't fight. Y'all shoot, I'm shooting. I want you to, you know what you can do? Tell your motherfucking mom to make a pecan pie and bring me a piece after I kill your bitch ass. Come
what
fuck
you,
with me if you want.
What,
I'm here.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a motherfucking pecan pie and come for me when I kill your bitch ass.
I tell you what, let me ask you this right here. Why you gotta have a gun? Why we can't just throw these hands like real men do?
You little young punk ass motherfucker, I told you once and I told you twice. Nigga, I'm old, you young ass nigga. I will blow your motherfucking head, move out. Step in my motherfucking yard. You know what, I'm gonna go get a goddamn no trespassing sign right now. When you step in my yard, I'm gonna blow your bitch ass away. Tell your fucking mama.
Tell my mama what?
Motherfucker, make a goddamn pecan pie with the fucking pecan. Whoever she fucking got cleaned up, tell them pick it up and make a fucking pecan pie with it.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me? Motherfucker, hurt me? Come on, hurt me. I got this 357 loaded for your bitch ass. Come on with the motherfucker. Come bring your bitch ass to my motherfucking house. I'm waiting on your goddamn man. I'm here. I'm mad. Motherfucker, come on. Bring your ass on. Motherfucker,
you ready for me?
Bring your goddamn ass on.
I'm on my way. Is your ass outside? Is you outside?
Motherfucker, I'm going to have a goddamn lawn chair in my fucking driveway. You just come on. You know where I stay, motherfucker. You know where the fuck I stay.
I know exactly where you stay. I'm going to come over there.
Bring your motherfucking ass on, nigga.
You going to be where? Where you going to be at?
I'm at your motherfucking mama house waiting on your bitch ass. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama fucking driveway.
You bring your
bitch ass and you come. I'm in your mama driveway. Do what
you get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I want a bitch to put me out.
Get your ass back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. You get out of my mama driveway.
No. Bitch, look what you're crying for now. I'm tired of your motherfucking shit. I told you I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama.
Come on.
Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something, because I'm going to sit here. God damn it. Come on, motherfucker. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You ain't got a motherfucking thing to say to me.
Are you listening to me?
You don't got a motherfucking thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama house. Come on with it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Milton.
Man, I don't say this kind of shit, man. Milton, I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna fuck up Milton so fucking bad. Milton, you say Milton did it?
Yeah, listen.
I don't say this shit because I don't play. I'm too old for this kind of bullshit.
Okay,
kill your motherfucking ass.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
God damn. Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this bullshit. Milton, I'm going to call Milton. He's going to be the one getting his ass shot. I'm going to shoot somebody.
Wait a minute. LC, you got to pull up, dog. Go put the 357 up. All right, ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Go put it up. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. That's good. You ran my blood pressure sky high, shit.
Hey, man, your brother, y'all in, where y'all listen to, y'all close to the station, and where y'all at?
I live in Lake Charles. Goddamn. I listen to y'all, but I ain't shit. Goddamn. Man,
calm down. But that's the thing. Your brother told me. He said, man, he listened faithfully every morning. He listened to the Steve Harvey.
Yeah, man. Shit. I be carrying my grandkids to school listening to this. Man, y'all something else, man. Y'all get somebody killed, man.
Shit. All right, man. Oh, man. You all right, though? You good? Your pecan tree all right, everybody? You back in your yard, man?
Yeah, man. Now, I could have killed that boy mama or something, boy.
Okay, man. Please don't do that. All right, man. You put the pistol up?
Yeah, I done put it up. My blood pressure ain't gone down.
All right, man. I want you to look here. Make sure the pistol ain't nowhere around when you're running to your brother Milton, all right?
Shit, I'm going to beat his ass with a baseball bat or something.
All right, man. You take it easy.
All right. You too, man.
Wait. Hold the door.
Transportation.
Next stop,
on 3-3. It's cool, we got it. Oh, man. Should have taken the express train.
Oh, pickle. Nice chatting with you. Whatever.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church of Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You have the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord, and then go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members, here. Yeah?
Okay.
Praise God.
Stupid.
Turn the chicken, Carl speaking.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
This is Willie. Do y'all deliver?
No, sir.
I love your chicken, but you know I can't get out the aisle.
Right.
Can't get around too much, and I'm just trying to see if y'all deliver.
I'm sorry about that. No, sir, we don't.
Well, what kind of specials y'all got running?
We got a lot of specials running. We got 8-piece for $4.99, 12-piece for $6.99, 5-piece for $2.99, 2-piece dark.
Oh, Lord. What side orders y'all have?
Huh?
What side orders y'all have?
Mashed potatoes,
coleslaw. This is Willie. You know me, I'm Willie.
Pardon me?
This is Willie.
This is Willie.
Willie.
Willie who?
Willie, you know me, Willie.
I know you.
What side orders y'all have?
We got mashed potatoes.
All right, let me ask, do y'all mashed potatoes like made like real potatoes, or y'all use the flakes out the box?
They're instant, but they are made from real potatoes.
But they're good, they put butter in them.
No, sir.
What did they put on?
Put gravy on them.
Now, who made the gravy? This is gravy like,
We make the gravy.
Well, what else y'all? Y'all got corn?
Corn, coleslaw, spicy rice. Go ahead, let her in.
Okay, what kind of corn? Is this like on the cob or is it like in a bowl?
On the cob.
Oh, okay, but you can like, you got like a knife, like if I want it on the cob and I want to scrape it off,
yeah,
put it in a bowl?
You can scrape it off.
What else you got?
Coleslaw, Cajun rice.
Do you got do your coleslaw have like a lot of cabbages and carrots in there?
Yeah.
Y'all sell pork chops, do you?
No, sir.
All right, what else you got?
Got okra, french fries.
All right, now your okra fried or it's like real slimy, like when they cook it in a pot like your grandma used to?
No, it's fried okra.
Oh, okay, now who made the okra?
We fry it. Excuse me, let me step on you. We fry it.
Right.
It's already made. We just got to put it in the fryer.
Right. Well, what else?
That's pretty much it.
What you got to drink?
We have all flavors to drink. We got orange, strawberry, root beer, Sprite,
that sounds good.
Pink lemonade, sweet tea, on sweet tea.
Oh, that sounds good. Damn, can you get somebody like to drop me off something like
that? No, sir.
Can you get me somebody
to
drop? Yeah, can you let somebody drop me off?
No, sir. We don't deliver.
I mean, I'm talking about not deliver, just drop it off.
That's the same thing, sir.
Oh, damn sure then. You know, but I can't really get out. You know, I got a thyroid problem.
I hear you.
And, you know, like, I got bad knees.
Right, right.
And talk to him, I got to stay on my leg. But I love churches.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Willie, but I got to go, all right?
All right, well, look, I'm going to give you my beeping number.
I don't need your beeping number, Willie. I got to go. Bye-bye.
Hey, motherfucker.
Right.
RoyWoodJr.com. Hey, this prank call is courtesy of comedian Ricky Smiley, man. A lot of comics on this prank, man. A lot of good comics. Order of appearance. Myself, Terry Tuff, Ricky Smiley, and Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hit them up. RickySmileyMorningShow.com, MySpace.com/NephewTommy. Tommy, what's up, boy?
Thanks for the prank, Rick.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, I need to speak with you, Dr. Fortune. This is Dr. Sidran Aziba. I call from the Walgreens.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidban Azibo. Is this Dr. Fota?
Yes.
Good. I call you from the Walgreens because I have a man here who says that he's one of your patients. And he has the prescription, and I look at the paper, but and it looks like it's very fake. Because
What's his name?
But he tried to get the Viagra. How many men do you have? Sir, hold on. I talked to him, sir. Well, what is Dr. Neff?
Viagra.
He said something is wrong with his penis.
Who the hell is this?
It's Dr. Forrester.
Hold on.
Now, this is not a laughing matter, doctor. I got to get this Viagra prescription filled because my thing ain't got hard since the Pope can stand up. Would you please tell this pharmacist, damn it, that this prescription is valid? I don't know how long I'm going to be on Earth. I just want to hit it one more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk to my wife because she's the one that wants it more than me. Hold on for a minute. Let my wife tell you what we go through in the bedroom on a nightly basis.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you get the prescription for me? What the fuck is wrong with you? You said, what is she laughing for? We calling about this prescription. This nigga up here talking about the prescription ain't real.
Tell him it's like a slinky.
It's like a slinky. Maybe my son, let me let you talk to my son, Eugene. He's a director at the church, the choir director. Hold on.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing? We are calling you about trying to get this prescription filled for some Viagra.
How many do you need, sir?
We need 20 pills.
Man, whoever this is, you got the pills?
Could you prescribe it?
Yeah, I can.
You know what? God is so good. God is. Hold on. He wants to speak with you. Doctor.
Yeah.
Just get my damn Viagra.
You got.
Because every time me and my wife make love, I, when I hit her, it bends. Well, let me talk to the pharmacist. Hold on.
Hello, buddy.
Yes.
It's Dr. Sidman Azibo again, please. I just need to get from you the clearance to do the prescription.
You got clearance, man.
Because they come in my store, and he pulled his penis out. He laid on the counter to show to prove to me that his penis is off. He laid it, and he scared the little kids, and they run away.
Man,
the kids
who
come,
in the
they,
world
the kids
is
come.
This?
You know who this is, don't you, dog?
Man.
Yeah, bro.
Man. That's the funniest mess I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, dog, this is me, Ricky Smiley, and my boy Terry Tuff, and Tommy, man, and Roy, man. We all messing with
you. That's so funny, man. And the voices, man, you all got it going on, man.
All right, man, we got you. Hey, dog, we'll be hollering at you, dog.
Okay, man.
Root.
RoyWoodJr.com.
Suckers.
Bitches.
Hey, that's not a nice word.